Let folks know on Skype.
We live, so.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, another spontaneous show. Hope you subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. We're back for the Tyson Fury live media conference call to discuss his fight with Wilder, Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury, December 1st. You'll hear media experts from around the world ask Tyson questions, so stay tuned. Let me introduce my co-host. We'll be taking your calls, obviously, but first let me get to my co-host.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Say it enough. I speak it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over. Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yo. Hey, speaking of IG pages, go over to the Boxing Voice IG page and go ahead and follow us, man. You know what I'm saying? I might follow you back. I might show you some love. I might, you know what I'm saying, respond to your DM. You never know, but tell a friend tell a friend. Right now, I ain't got much to say. Tyson Fury, media call. Y'all, if we know anything from Tyson Fury, they're going to be quotables, it's going to be excitement, and it's going to be fun. So let's get on to it. Took you off of the little
but I wanted to ask you, any journalists you're looking forward to asking questions or any questions I'm you think best. Someone will bring up?
Of course, the obvious one was the Freddie Roach shit. How you feel about his pops not being able to come? Why the move from Big Bear down to a wild card? How has he acclimated to the time he's been over to in the U.S.? How does he feel about the rumors about ticket prices? I mean, all that little shit, you know what I'm saying? And this off top of my head, I ain't got nothing written down, man. Let me get my damn paper and write some shit down. I fuck around and have some goddamn real questions for his ass. How you feel about Billy Joe?
How do I feel or how does he feel?
How does he feel about Billy Joe? Is he a drug cheat?
I don't know. Conference call hasn't started yet, but we are going to be taking your call. So remember, the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. We're just waiting here to be connected, or rather connect Fury to the conference call. All journalists are just waiting patiently. Now, this is the first time I believe this has been done. These calls are normally not live streamed. Hopefully we'll be the first. And even if we're not the first, it's not about who does it first. More.
Hey, with the Al Heyman, you know what I'm saying, trying to get this whole stuff going over in the UK, do you think Fury will like be a big part of that? Even seeing as though him and Frank got like a little thing going on?
I mean, I'm assuming if you're Showtime and Steven Espinoza, who will be on this call, you want to continue to do business with Tyson Fury, win or lose, you know? So many other welterweights in the, you know, PBC realm he can mix it up with that makes sense.
Yeah, but one thing that I was thinking of because of the PBC realm, you know what I'm saying? It'll be some good fights for him over in his country to, like, build his name back up after he loses to Wilder. So, I mean, names like...
I mean, look, both Tyson Fury and Joe Joyce are under the same banner. Well, not the same banner, right? But Tyson could end up fighting on Showtime multiple times. Joe Joyce is there now. Those guys are both from the UK. That could be a hometown fight that is streamed over here, you know, done on BT over there maybe. So many things that, you know, could be done.
The rumor that Lawrence Okoli was supposed to come come join his training?
Well, that isn't that Lawrence Okolie in the picture of the thumbnail for our show, or are you not looking at it?
Bro, I couldn't see that. Man, that shit so damn little, bro. I'm fucking supposed to know that's him.
What? Little? It's
little, bro. I'm looking at the page. I'm like, that shit, everybody's all shrunk and shit.
I'm saddened that you feel it's little. I was going to ask you, did you know of any of the other guys that are there? But any of our TBB listeners tuned in, I know you're getting anxious. Here we go. One moment. Mike, keep it moving while I connect.
I wasn't really trying to look at it, man, because the guy had his underwear out with the little red underwear on. And got a, I mean, I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I'm not homophobic or anything like that or got any issue, but I'm not a fan of watching, just looking at a guy in some tights. And Tyson Fury does it all the time. And to be honest, Tyson looks like he's in fucking damn good shape for this picture. Now, I don't know if because it shrunk up that his abs are like, making a six pack because listen.
Tickets now are off sale live at the live event and available at axs.com, Staples Center box office, or staplescenter.com. And it's been a great year for Showtime Boxing. It's a great week.
All right, for those just tuning in, we're live with the Tyson Fury media conference call. So you're going to be hearing journalists from around the world asking Tyson Fury questions and him answering them from a remote location in California. We're live. We're going back to the live stream. Yes.
If you're listening on Skype, please mute yourself. We can't tell you to mute. Please mute yourself on Skype.
And hit the thumbs up button if you're joining the stream. Like I said, we you know, would like the thumbs up. It helps with the visibility of this show. And yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend. We're live.
Three heavyweight world title fights. Just so far this year in 2018. This is a showdown of undefeated consensus top five heavyweights. As Tom said, the most significant heavyweight title fight in the U.S. in almost.
That's Steven Espinoza for anyone guessing.
6'7", Deontay Wilder, and the 6'9", Tyson Fury. We've got two of boxing's greatest showmen with larger than life personalities and true heavyweight charisma. Tyson, of course, is undefeated, former IBF, WBA, WBO heavyweight champion. He is unique in the heavyweight division. His size, mobility, his footwork, his skill set. He presents a challenge unlike any other. Interesting side note here, both Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury are alumni of Showbox. They're among the 78 Showbox fighters who have gone on to win world titles. And on behalf of the network, I'd like to extend our thanks to Tyson Fury and to John Fury and the entire Fury camp. Those of you who have seen the clip that we released earlier, you can see that Tyson has given us thorough access to his training camp. It's been a fascinating experience, and we are confident viewers are those who are not familiar with Tyson are going to be enamored of him once they're exposed to him. So here in the U.S., All Access premieres on Showtime this Saturday, 10 p.m. And also there's a special airing tomorrow night, Friday night, after the Showbox, which starts at 9:30. And again, we are thrilled to be presenting this fight along with Frank Warren, Tom Brown, and TGB. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Stephen. And there'll be a slew of events leading up to the fight, the week of the fight. The main event press conference is on Wednesday. The undercard press conference will be on Thursday. And we have a public weigh-in on Friday. So now it's my pleasure to introduce International Boxing Fame Hall of Fame promoter, Frank Warren.
Good afternoon. Good evening. It's really good to meet you, Mike. Gentlemen, thanks very much for joining us. Tom, thanks for that. And Stephen, Tyson is a unique boxer. There's no doubt about that. In his unique style, the man, as Ruben just said, is a real champion. And for that, he went to Germany and took the title off of Klitschko. And his trials and tribulations have been well documented. But if you look at him now, look where he's at. He's climbed a mountain. He's sung to a lot of people for being as far as they are. The problems they can have in their life. But he's shown what a man he is by coming back and got himself into a position now where I think he looks the best he's ever been as far as everybody's concerned and knows him in boxing. both mentally and physically. And he is doing what he always does, coaching the other guys back yard to get back the titles that he never lost. He's without a doubt, in my opinion, one of the best British heavyweight title champions of all time, undefeated. And he is a man on a mission. What he's doing back now, I think, I just said, is in a position where a lot of people would hate to be, and where you could possibly be the lowest you could ever be, but come back with all the strength and character, and he's in the most fantastic physical shape, mainly in the great mental shape as well. So I think we're going to get a great fight. He's got a great fighter, great American champion, who's undefeated, who's, I think, is they're going to show what he's really worth. Is he good as everybody thinks he is? He thinks he's without a doubt the toughest fight he's ever going to have. And as I say, that he's in there, a man who wants to get back the title, he never lost in the ring, wants to show that the world that he is the best out there. And it's going to be a great partner for us, and we're all looking forward to it. And as I say, partner for him now, I'm sure he's got some things to say. You guys, I hope there'll be a great interest for you.
Okay, Mr. Warren, can you please introduce Tyson?
Sorry, the line's broken up here.
If you could just introduce Tyson so he can make opening comments, that would be great.
Anyway, Tyson is here on the line, so I'm sure you want to hear from the undefeated lineal champion, Tyson Fury.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody on the line. I hope you've got some good questions for me.
I do. Why you were so scared you got Freddie Roach in your corner all of a sudden?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, if you have any questions at this time, please press keypad. And I'm waiting for callers to join the queue at this present time. Okay, our first question is going to come from Keith Idick from theboxingscene.com. Please go ahead.
Hey, Tyson. I hope you're doing well. I just wanted to ask you what went into your decision to bring Freddie Roach aboard and how he's kind of helping you along here in camp.
Yeah, we're training in Freddie's gym now in Hollywood at the Wild Cards. Very good to have Freddie's experience around, giving us good pointers, and he's a very nice guy, so I thought I'd invite him to be a part of the team, and he can give us some good experience in the corner.
What will his role be on fight night? Obviously, Ben will be in charge like usual. Is that the way it's going to go?
Whatever Freddie wants to do, he can do. Freddie's his own man. Whatever he wants to do, he'll do in the corner. I'm sure he will.
Okay. How much of an advantage maybe do you feel that could be for you, Tyson, being that Freddie has worked with so many great fighters and had so much success?
It's always good to have experience in the corner. You know, it's always good to have a wise head in the corner, and it's going to be to my advantage.
When did you shift your camp down to Freddie's gym there?
About 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Did Big Bear not work for you, or what? Why did you do that exactly?
We always plan to move. Big Bear was altitude training. We had 3.5 weeks in Big Bear. It was very good. I loved every minute of it. But we moved down to sea level to train for the fight.
Okay, great. Thank you, Tyson.
Our next question is going to come from Jake Lanborn from The Sun. Please go ahead.
Is there any truth in the rumours that you knocked out Joe Joyce's foot in sparring, and was that one of the reasons why that you left the Big Bear gym?
No, there's no truth in it, and it's got nothing to do with why I left. I just told you why I left. I was always planned to leave.
And do you think this fight will be a tougher fight than your win against Vladimir Klitschko? I think that fight, obviously, you bring it out box to boxer, so...
I'm hoping it's going to be the toughest fight in my life. That's what I'm preparing for, so if it's anything less, it'll be easy for me.
And what are your feelings towards John Cobold? Obviously, he recently came out and said that he doesn't hate you, he actually likes you as a friend and as a person. So what do you make of him?
I don't really know him as an individual character. I only know him as a boxer. So I don't really have an opinion on him. He's in my way. And that's all I'm focusing on at the moment. I'm sure after the fight we can go through a bit of whatever. You know, I don't know, old know our feelings. It's just a sport.
And do you see this fight going 12 rounds? Do you think you've got the powers to knock him out?
Excuse me, I didn't hear that. Say that again.
Sorry. Do you see this fight going the distance? Can you go 12 rounds? Or do you think you can knock him out in this upcoming fight?
Well, heavyweights, we both can knock each other out, and we should be fit enough to do 12 rounds. So, I think if not, there'd be no point in training for 12 weeks with that.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tyson.
Cheers.
Our next question is going to come from Taryn Watt from Tuscaloosa News. Please go ahead.
Hi, Tyson. This is Taryn. Why would you say that this is the biggest fight of your career, even when you do consider your old Klitschko one?
Excuse me, say that again more. I think it's a big fight.
Yeah, why would you consider this the biggest fight of your life, even when you take into account all the ones you've had in the past?
Because every fight that I fight is the biggest fight of my life until that moment. They're all the biggest fights, all of them. My last fight, the fight before that, they're all the biggest fights because I don't look back in the past. I only look forward to the future. So every fight I've ever come across is my biggest challenge to date.
And do you think the winner of this fight should be considered the absolute heavyweight champion of the world, even with Anthony Joshua out there with some belts?
I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure what people will always have an opinion on who's better and who isn't. So it's really unimportant to me what people think, who's the best or whatever. The most important thing is that they all fight each other and give the boxing fans of our era something to talk about. You know, it'd be a crying sin to not fight each other and all get in the mix. You know, it's going to be an exciting time. It's an exciting time. Whether who's the best, we'll all find out when we all fight each other.
And the fact that it is the first heavyweight championship in America in a long time, does that add to it even more, or does the location not really matter?
The location's fantastic. To be in America, boxing on US pay-per-view, boxing in Los Angeles, it's a fantastic place. You know, I'm happy to be a part of such a massive event, and I'm sure it's going to go down in American boxing history. It's the first time you got two unbeaten world heavyweight champions, both giants. I've got big points to prove, fighting each other. I'm as excited as a boxer as I am as a boxing fan to this point.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question is going to come from Mark Ortega from the Sporting News. Please go ahead.
Hey, Tyson, thanks a lot for your time. One question I have is, do you feel like you're as supported as other British fighters? And do you feel like you should have more support from them considering all you've achieved in the ring?
I feel like I've got the support of the world behind me at the moment, not just the British fight fans. You know, I'm jogging down the road in Los Angeles and everybody's cheering my name and saying, go on, champion. And there are messages from all over the world. So I don't just have support from the UK, I have support from all over the globe, which I'm very, very happy about.
The fight isn't yet sold out as far as tickets go. Do you expect British fans to travel in support of you? Do you expect to have like a large cheering section at this fight?
I'm sure I'll have as many fans as Deontay Wilder at the fight, but let's just say if this fight would have been in Manchester or anywhere in the UK, it would have sold the stadium out. Would have sold 75,000 tickets. You know, they did want it to be here, and I'm happy that it is here because it gets me on the road again. I'm becoming a proper road warrior now, fighting different people, countries, and taking championships off champions in their own country. So I've become accustomed to it. But make no mistake, if this would have been in Manchester, we could have had this at Old Trafford and it would have sold 75,000 tickets.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. Is it less distracting to be the traveling fighter and going to the other guys, you know, home grounds in order to fight than it would be if this was in the UK and all the obligations that come with that?
Not really. I think it doesn't really matter where the fight's going to be. As a fighter, it doesn't really matter to me if it's in wherever it is, because the outcome is going to be the same. A fight is a fight. No matter how many fans you've got behind you or how many people want you to win, if you're good enough, you're winning. If you're not, you're going to lose. So it's really unimportant where the fight is, traveling to different countries. But for me, as a fighter, it makes it all the more sweet when I win in somebody else's home backyard. And I take all that and use that as a fighter.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to the fight. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our next question is going to come from Carlos Toro from Fightful. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Tyson, for taking time away from your schedule to talk to us. The first question is, when your comeback was announced earlier this year, did you envision getting the world title shot against Deontay Wilder just months after that first return fight against Zephyr Safari?
Yes, I did, because I was very motivated and very determined. With me, when I make my mind up on something, I just do it. I don't take no prisoners. I don't beat around the bush. I don't play games. I don't play at boxing. So whatever I want in boxing, I take. And that's the attitude I've got.
How does training for this fight against Deontay Wilder compare to the training you went through close to 3 years ago when you were preparing for Vladimir Klitschko?
All training camps are the same, whether I'm training for Francesco Pianetta, Vladimir Klitschko, Deontay Wilder, or anybody. They're all the same. You just train, eat, sleep, repeat for a long period of time, and that's it. The only thing that might change is the size of the sparring partners or their stance, because if I'm boxing an orthodox man or a southpaw, then I'll need sparring to match. But the only thing that will change in the training camp ever is the size of the sparring partners. That's it.
You know, and lastly, when you're preparing for someone like Deontay Wilder and his kind of knockout power, do you focus more on trying to get Wilder too deep into the fight or being able to withstand Wilder's shots and be able to trade with him?
I don't really focus on any of that, to be honest. I just do what I do, and that's it. I don't really care what Deontay Wilder is going to bring to the table, as long as I do what I do best, and I'm not really bothered about what anything he does. I just hope he does his best, and then he prepares and brings his own game to let him in the middle of the person. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Thank you, Tyson, and best of luck on December 1st.
Thank you.
Our next question is going to come from Lim Satterfield from theboxingscene.com. Please go ahead.
Hi, Tyson. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Yeah. I think anyone would agree that, you know, your story is pretty remarkable and inspiring. And I'm just kind of wondering, is there a therapeutic value to boxing? Is it a way of quieting, so to speak, the demons, the noise, or soothing the savage beast in the mind, so to speak? And if so, what about it does that?
I'm sorry, I think.
Did you hear my question?
Go ahead. I was telling them to go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show if you like what you're hearing right now.
And the audio is not on our behalf. That is the audio of the conference call. Tyson Fury is on speakerphone, obviously.
Do you want me to ask it again?
Yes, please. Tyson, are you there?
We may have lost him, Lisa, so let me try and conference in through Ben Davison. Tyson or Tim, can you hear us? Okay, stand by. Yeah.
Everyone stand by for 1 second. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Go ahead and pause it while he's standing by. Yo, people. Just some of the thoughts in the comments right quick. I heard one somebody say he might do worse than Tavern. Somebody say amateur hour. Somebody say drop call. Hashtag man down. He said peace out. He did? I ain't hear him. But nah, man, hey. Tyson Fury, I mean, it seems like he's in a mellow mood today. It's probably like late over there. So, he's here, so it's early. So, I don't know. Maybe he's laid back. Maybe he hasn't been asked the right question yet that makes him.
Let's check it out.
Maybe they're still on hold, sound like.
All right. Well, looks that way.
Yeah, man. What do you think about his nobody can't hear me. What do you think about his demeanor? Like, he seems like he's laid back. He's not too overly excited, in my opinion.
I mean, I don't think he's just, you know, he's going through the motions, bro. This is not like what they're interested in right now. They're dialed in. This exactly. Is a promotion.
About 2 weeks out, yeah. And from the picture, man, I'm not gonna lie. From the picture you posted, guy looks like he's in tremendous shape.
I mean, definitely got the like 4.5 pack. All right, we got him back. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Glenn, can you repeat your question?
Yes. Can you hear me, Tyson? Yeah, I can hear you. I couldn't hear you before. Okay, I was going to say that I think everyone would agree that your story is really remarkable. And I was wondering if there was a therapeutic value to boxing that kind of quiets the demon, soothes the savage beast of the mind, so to speak. And other people do knitting and meditation and reading. And I'm wondering if boxing provides some type of therapeutic value for you. And if so, in what ways?
I'm not so sure it's the boxing, but it definitely the training does help. See, when I don't train, I tend to get down and low. So I need to train on a regular basis. When I train, I'm fine. I think with the boxing side of things, it's always given me something to look forward to, something to train for, a goal. And it's really helped me in the last year or so.
How is that validated? How does that make you feel good about you as a human being? Because I know you talked about that none of this mattering, no matter what was going on when you had the Klitschko fight. But how does that make you feel good?
How does what make me feel good? The training.
Yeah.
Well, when you train, it sets off an endorphin in your blood, makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you feel good after training.
Yeah. All right. I think that answers my question. Tyson, thank you very much. Good luck. And we really appreciate your brave talent.
Okay. Our next question is going to come from Nestor Gibbs from theboxingvoice.com. Please go ahead.
Tyson, how are you?
Good, I'm good, thank you. Very good.
All right. So I want to start off with something light. When you win this fight, what would your victory meal be, and where do you plan on going for vacation?
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah. What my victory meal be? It'll probably be about 4 a.m. when I get finished with the drug test and the press conference. So I probably won't be eating after the fight. I'll go to bed straight away when I get finished. And my vacation will be back at home where I live in the UK, because I've been away for over 3 months. I'm not seeing the kids in over 3 months, and the wife and all that sort of stuff. And then Christmas coming up, so that's going to be like a good vacation for December.
Now, in the past with the Vladimir Klitschko fight, you've used mind tactics. You've got under his inside his mind and under his skin. Is bringing Freddie Roach part of that, right? Because we're used to fighters saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, you've called Deontay Wilder a bum in the past, but you're changing a lot. You changed camp, and now you added a trainer. Is this part of the mind game, or is this to improve Tyson Fury for this fight?
This is just the things that happened along the way, to be honest. Like I said before, we always intended to train in Big Bend and come down to LA. I just invited him into the corner because he's a lovely fellow. He's been very hospitable to us. And I thought it'd be good if we got him in the training in the corner as well, and to give us some tips and, you know, just help out generally. He's very experienced and he's a very nice guy.
And my final...
It's not a mind tactic to Deontay Wilder. It's just... Go on.
No, I'm sorry. I thought I caught a pause. Go ahead, finish.
Yeah, it's all good. There's no mind tactic things going on. I didn't try and get in Vladimir's mind. It just seemed to work out that way.
And my final question, do you agree with the betting line that has you opening up at a plus 138, Wilder at 165, but Fury to win by decision is plus 200 and Fury by KO plus 600?
I think that the bookies and whoever else he's going to bet is entirely genuine to someone's opinion. And it means nothing to me, the betting odds, because I've defied every odds. Just even being alive today, I defied the odds. Being a world champion defied the odds. Being named Tyson Fury defied odds too. So odds, I don't really care too much for odds. They don't mean anything to me at all. I'm not a gambling man at all.
Well, thank you, Tyson. Best of luck.
Our next question is going to come from John Gatlin from the New York Fight.com. Please go ahead.
Tyson, how you doing?
I'm doing Tyson.
FYI, guys, that fluff question was Mike's. I see you giving me shit in the chat. I had to be nice to my co-host and spit his question. That was his.
He gave I gave him
training.
And he picked the goddamn me last one I gave him. Why didn't you pick, let me see, which one I would pick if I were you?
Let's go back to the call.
Well, Donald Trump had to fight.
Oh, you want the Trump one?
Don't be at the fight.
Let's see what they talk about.
Wilder, a lot of the colorful banter and everything else. How much of that is gamesmanship and how much of it is real? How do you really rate Deontay Wilder as a fighter and a threat on December 1st?
He only has a fight till he does what he does and, you know, lots of threats. I hope he can bring his biggest threat that he's got. You know, I don't know about the horrible things I've said about Deontay Wilder. I don't know what that is, but as a person, as a fighter, he's not being the world champion, so he's done his job. Congratulations to him for that.
Eddie Hearn has had a lot of things to say about this promotion as well. He talked about the lack of ticket sales, the lack of excitement in your style. You brought in Freddie Roach, as has been mentioned, you know, on this broadcast here. How real is it right now for you to put on a good effort in this fight? And if you win, how interested are you in Anthony Joshua, and how do you assess that fight potentially?
I'm not really interested in anything Eddie Hearn has to say, because my promoter's Frank Warren. So anything that Eddie would say is very unimportant to me. That's all going to be why I guess we're going to do after that. Who knows, because it's going to take them.
I don't know whose phone is worse, the interviewer's or Tyson's.
All right, best of luck on December 1st, Tyson.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
We're going to take one more question, and then we'll wrap it up. Actually, let's take John Dillon from the London Evening News. Katina, please.
Okay. Hello, Tyson. I can't think of a heavyweight title fight that's had two more extremely opposite styles. And we always talk about styles make fights, so... Can you give me sort of your assessment of the difference between yourself and Wilder as boxers, please?
Yeah, I'm very good looking and Deontay Wilder's not. That's the difference between us.
Yeah, but if, you know, we knew that anyway.
Oh, do you like that, John?
once you get in the ring, though, you don't have a mirror with you, I suppose.
Yeah, Deontay Wilder's a good fighter. Styles do make fights, as we've seen time and time again in the past. It's very rare that we get to see two people over 6'6" fighting each other. So it's going to be an interesting clash. We've never probably seen this before. So don't know what to really expect. You've got someone who's got dynamite power and he's going to be looking to land it. And you've got someone who's got a great boxing skill and he's going to be trying to use that. But at the end of the day, it's a fight. And at some point or other, two men, heavyweights in a fight, will have to punch each other and stand and fight. And when that moment comes, we're going to see who's the better fighter, who can take the better punches, and who can't. And the loser of this fight rebuilds, and the winner continues on a long road. The fans are the only winners in this fight. Me and Deontay Wilder, we have something to lose. I've been boxing my whole life and never lost a fight. So if I lose on December the 1st, I've lost that zero. I've lost everything I've worked for the last, I don't know how many years, 10 years or so. And I suppose Deontay Wilder's the same, but the fans ain't losing because they get to see two fighters punch each other to pieces and entertain. And that's the way I just see it. But make no mistake, I can box for 12 rounds on my toes and man's triangle. At some point or the other, he's going to hit me and I'm going to hit him. So it'll be a 20-foot boxing ring. So it's not that big for two fighters to fight. At some point, you're going to have to stand and trade. And when that point comes, I'm very confident that I can withstand his power and knock him out in return.
I mean, that is the point. You know, I mean, you can avoid, though, getting drawn into a war because you're known for being clever, aren't you?
Well, I don't know about clever. If I was clever, I'd be a rocket scientist. I wouldn't be a boxer. But I have got the ability to see danger before it happens, which is a major blessing. So like you say, I've been looking to avoid them with knockout punches around mine. Boxing is about hitting your opponent and not taking any in return. That's the way I look at boxing. I don't look at boxing like I'm going to hit you in the face and you're going to hit me back. Because then I'd be a fool. Because heavyweight, you don't want to be taking big punches to the head because it may cause brain damage sooner or later. And that's not something that I want to occur. It's my business to get out of the way of them punches and just hit in.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was the last question for today.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Tyson. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. Just one more time, the event is at the Staples Center. Tickets are available on AXS.com. This is a rare opportunity to see a real heavyweight championship fight. Two undefeated heavyweight champions on one night. Staples Center, December 1 on Showtime Pay-Per-View. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
And for everybody listening, man, go ahead and smash that thumbs up button, man. We bring y'all exclusive content every day, all day. Who else doing it like this, man? Who else putting this box of content out like us? Name them. I'll wait. No, fuck that. I ain't waiting for nothing. Smash that thumbs up button. Let's go, Ness. Get to the calls.
We got a few, but they're just, you know, haven't pressed numero uno. But that's all right because, you know, that gets us out of here. We got a 7 o'clock show we got to get to anyway. Oh, actually, we got someone on Skype, too. I think he's ready. Hold on a minute.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
And he just hung up. I guess he didn't want to be on. So, all right, whatever. We're out of here. Everybody in the chat definitely enjoyed it. People that are tuned in, now someone presses one. It's my boy Dominic, slow roller.
Seattle, baby.
Dominic, what up?
Hey, you got to fuck your shit. Hey, that was impressive. I mean, hearing what he has to say, but I just expected what he said. I mean, he's always talking like he's going to do something different. Like he's going to stand in the middle of the ring and maybe fight Wilder. No, I don't know about that. But I've seen the people he trained with, and I was impressed, you know, who he picked. He picked I forgot his name. He boxes with Anthony. He's one of the dudes that knocked out Anthony Joshua in sparring.
Knocked out Anthony Joshua, huh? Well, come on, bro. You be making this stuff, huh? Who knocked them out like that? Do you know what that word means?
Yeah, I know what that word means.
And they knocked him out. I never heard
that. I forgot his name.
I heard they dropped him. I never heard knock out.
Dropping, knocked out. I mean,
nah, they definitely ain't the same.
Get knocked down. Anthony Joshua got knocked out during the Klitschko fight. I mean, he got back up.
But that ain't knocked out, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's right, but I just liked who he trains with, and Wilder, he has the probably the hardest fight that a heavyweight has fought in America. I feel like, for my generation, against Tyson Fury, because Tyson Fury can really go the distance with Wilder. Wilder has one strength, maybe a secondary one too, but Tyson can really go the distance and tear some shit up. That's my call.
All right, Dominic, thanks for calling in. Wrap it up time. Yo, Michael Gross, what it do? How'd you enjoy the show?
Super chat from Cass. You didn't ask him if he wrote his will yet.
Nah, I can't ask.
We got some more, two, if you want to read them. I think it's like one or two.
What, super chatties?
Yeah, super chatties, man. You're going.
Let's see. We got a few we got to read because of my boy, Dr. Finley. We didn't get to read that one on the last show. He says, showing the love because I'm loving the show. Keep up the hard work, guys. Team Fury all the way. Gypsy men have balls as big as King Kong's. We are bred of men that go back 10 generations of fighting men. Wait until December 1st.
That gotta be like in the fucking Gypsy handbook. Like you must learn this scripture right here before you can be official Gypsy. Because if we go back 10 generations, no man born from his mother's womb can be Tyson Fury. I like it, bro.
Travis Fearson says Mike is the cutoff. No, king of cutting you off.
Yeah, you're right, Travis.
Dr. Ashley Finley says, call Tyson a Corey, please, from me. Nah, bro, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, that could be a derogatory word.
And, yeah, you already got to the Kaz one, so. Cool. Don't forget, guys, we're back at 7 o'clock for our Thursday show on a Wednesday because we're going to be at Luis Ortiz camp tomorrow. So we're going to be doing our Thursday preview and prediction shows tonight at 7 p.m. At 7:30, we'll have Abner Mares. Peace.
Hey, hold on real quick. We are 10 people away from 38,000 followers on IG. So by the time I come back on the next show, please, 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 let's be at 38,000.
Let's be at the 38,000. We need 38,000.
We at 89,645 on YouTube. So tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend to subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/ The Boxing Voice and help us get to the 90,000. Let's go 90,000. All right. Peace out. Bye. Peace.